Okay. Welcome back, everybody. This is another rendition of Your Corner Store with myself, Tyler Lichtenstein, and a longtime college friend of mine featured on today's show, Brendan Holvey. Welcome to the show. I know it was your 24th birthday, right? 24th? Just this past Saturday?
Yeah, just turned 24.
Wow, dude. I think you and I are both getting pretty old, honestly.
Yeah, no, yeah. Well, the knees and the back are starting to go, so yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so... For the audience that's listening, I wanted to bring Holvey on today to talk a little bit about some anxieties, and then just wanted to dive into like Thanksgiving plans, talk about his birthday a little bit. But I hope you guys enjoy the show, and this is us. So what's up, Holvey? How you doing, man?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm chilling. I'm ready for Thanksgiving to binge eat all this food. And,
Yeah. Thanksgiving is the only day of the year that you can binge eat 3,000 calories in the span of an hour.
You know what kills me about Thanksgiving is that, like, I feel like every American does this too. It's not even just me. It's like on Thanksgiving, that's like the one day you starve yourself so that you can eat more food.
But like you eat like very minimal for like 2 days before, and then come Thanksgiving, you stuff your face.
That's what and then you gain 15 pounds in the span of 5 hours.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you got leftovers for the next 3 weeks.
That's the one. Low-key, I don't like the leftovers as much because turkey to me, if it's not made right, it's too dry. Like that shit, like when you're eating a turkey sandwich, right? It's not like cut into slices, but it's cut into like chunks from the bird.
Turkey, yeah.
It's, you're just like, you know, you're like, ah, this is a little dry. I gotta throw some mustard on here or something.
Breaded turkey, yeah. Stump it in water.
Dump it in water. Nah. You know where the real meal is the honey ham.
Oh, that's a fact. So we used to get honey ham all the time, and then when we started getting older, we started getting turkeys now. But like, that honey ham, oh, you can't match it.
Is there a Thanksgiving that you remember specifically? I feel like Thanksgiving is also that holiday where everyone comes together, and now that the elections happened, some shit is going to go down at Thanksgiving.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, everyone's family is always torn in half. My family's not that bad, though. We usually don't get into politics a lot. I mean, if someone does have, like, a differing opinion or whatever, we kind of just acknowledge that it's there, but we don't really go into it very much.
Low-key, I made my mom cry the other day over politics, just because, like, not that, well, our views are somewhat opposing,
yeah,
but not terribly. Like, my mom's like pretty nice person, and you met her.
Yeah,
like, she's just very loving, and caring, and she doesn't really care for politics to begin with, which is like somewhat privileged of her, you know.
Yeah,
and she isn't really all aware of that, but she definitely stays away from politics like as much as possible.
Yeah,
and then I called her, or like I think she said, "Don't vote for Biden." And I was like, "What?
You excuse
me? Huh? What do you mean Trump for another 4 years? How can you tell me that?" And then I like called her. I was like, "What are you doing? Like, what are you saying to me right now?" And then we basically like got into it. But I'm glad I did it then and not at Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. It's like Thanksgiving. You haven't seen people in forever, and you're like, "All right, if I'm about to just start arguing with this person who I haven't seen in like a month, like it's like what? Like what are you doing?"
Well, also I feel like Thanksgiving is a good opportunity for you to like call people out on their Facebook posts.
Oh yeah. Like, what you posted last September.
Yeah. The Facebook is another whole nother topic that we can go into, but I guess we're still on this topic, Thanksgiving, because I'm pretty hungry right now. I feel like every time I record a podcast, I'm actually hungry.
You just start getting hungry right away. You're like, oh.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like a thing.
You got to do like a food podcast or something. Just you eating food.
I was on my last podcast with Brian, we ranked our top fruits. So I don't know if you heard that one, but the top fruits is pretty good. I put cantaloupe over there, and over watermelon is my melon category.
I hate cantaloupe.
No, not cantaloupe, honeydew. Oh, honeydew. Okay. Honeydew. Fuck cantaloupe.
Like, that's like the nastiest food.
It's the worst of the worst.
Yeah, it's gross.
But is there a Thanksgiving dish that you like the most?
Thanksgiving dish? I know it's like underrated, but I'm a huge stuffing guy. Like, I know a lot of people who hate stuffing. Like, a lot of people in my family don't like stuffing, but I could eat like 9 plates of stuffing and still like have room for more.
Yeah, I would say stuffing's probably my top 3 foods of Thanksgiving.
Starting to get into like yams and stuff, though. Oh, it's a game changer. It's a game changer. Like, oh.
Yams? Yeah, sweet potatoes are so dude? Fucking okay. good, dude.
I used to hate sweet potatoes. Like, I used to think they were gross. And then, like, people were like, no, just keep trying them. You'll like them. And then, like, I love them now.
Yeah. My mom used to make this, like, sweet potato casserole. Yep. Maybe your mom made the same fucking one. But it was sweet potatoes and then whatever else. And then I just remember the topping was like a marshmallow crust.
Jeez. Yeah, you put some brown sugar over the top.
And get the yes, exactly.
Oh.
Exactly that. Oh, my God. And my mom would make this really awesome pumpkin roll. Shout out to moms and moms cooking. Like, undefeated. Undefeated.
Yeah.
I still hate cranberry sauce, though. Like,
oh,
fuck
yeah, you
that.
Can catch me in. Yeah, no, absolutely.
No. I don't touch cranberry. I don't know, like, when I used to see it come out of the can, and I was like,
it's like
oh,
a,
gosh.
I feel like cranberry sauce is like a older generation thing. Like, I've never seen someone like my age go, oh, yeah, you got to get the cranberry sauce on there. But, like, my mom, her mom, like, my grandma, absolutely love it.
I always told you, why don't you put some cranberries on there?
Get some cranberries.
Cranberries.
Yeah, it's like, no, I don't want cranberries on my turkey.
Ugh, God.
Ugh.
I hope the audience is just as disgusted as we are. How is your grandparents?
Oh, they're good.
I know, every time I'm there, I feel like we have burgers together on Sunday.
Like, they don't go out much anymore, and when they do, they're really, really cautious now, because, like,
yeah,
COVID and everything. But yeah, like, they were over here for my birthday for like only a couple minutes, though. They barely come inside. Like, they didn't want to come inside.
Yeah, how many people did you end up having over? Because I think, like, what the state limit's like 10.
Yeah, it was only me, my sister, my mom, and then my dad, and then my older brother and his girlfriend. So it wasn't that many.
Yeah, just immediate family, basically.
Yeah.
It was nice to see your brother, though, right? Because he's in Virginia.
Yeah, he's going to be here for the week. A lot of fun.
Oh, hell yeah. So. Freaking family reunion.
Yeah, absolutely.
The last time I saw my family was for my mom's wedding, actually, back in October.
Jeez.
And I probably won't go back until, like, the Christmas. That's most likely. Like, Christmas or, like, New Year's is probably, like, the next thing that I'll do with them.
Yeah. I don't know if my brother's going to come back here for Christmas. Doing yet.
I didn't realize how hard it was, though, to get away for holidays as an adult.
Yeah. You got to let work know, like, oh, I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks, like, a year in advance. Otherwise.
Nope. Which is absurd, yeah. Right? Like, life doesn't work that way. At least I make plans, like, within a 6-hour notice. Like,
yeah.
That's basically how I operate. I'm like, oh, I got some plans that I just made a few minutes ago.
I would like to work on.
Now I need to get out.
I can't come into work today.
No, not happening. And if you put me on the schedule, I'm calling out. My plane ticket, it's already been booked. Like, there's just a whole bunch. Yeah, it's usually like one of those situations. Yeah. But did you get anything cool for your birthday? I feel like gifts don't happen that much anymore.
Like, yeah, as an adult, you just get like money, and that's fine. Like, I'm fine with money. I'm trying to save up. You're trying to like buy like, you know, you're trying to afford like a house, a car, this and that. So money's fine. But my grandparents got me this like heavy, like, I don't even know what it is. I'm sitting right next to it right now, this comforter. It's like sleeping in a cloud. It's the comfiest thing, and I wish everyone in the world could experience this, because it's just insane. Like a baby.
That's like, it's like a coming of age moment too, when you like, it's like when you hit puberty for the first time. This is gonna be like a crazy, like, it's like seeing boobs, right? Like, as a guy, like, when you see boobs for the first time, you're like, holy crap.
You're like, I want.
There's some nice boobs. And sorry for the audience, men and women. But like, if you like, you see, you're like, it's hard to like take your eyes off them as like a kid, right?
You first
seen boobs, you're like, yeah, I noticed them now. But now is, this might be a terrible analogy, but like, now I'm like, oh, look at that fucking bath. That's a really nice fucking bath towel. And I was thinking, I need some new bath towels.
These bath,
like, amazing. That's a coming of age moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, when you start decorating shit around your house, that's when you're you know you're old. Because...
Oh my God, I just turned 30. It's like, oh no.
Yeah, 18 going on 50.
Well, yeah, my brother is only 2 years away from 30. And that's kind of, it's crazy to think about.
He's still young though. Like technically, like we might feel old, but I feel like 24 and 23 is still pretty young.
I still get called buddy at work, and that annoys me. Hey, bud. It's like, hey, bud, can you come help me with something? I'm like, I'm like an adult. Like, don't call
me bud. I have a name.
What do you do?
Yeah. I stop calling people. I only call if it's like anybody younger than you is basically 12, and then you can call them bud and champ. Yeah. A bud? Ew, dude, bro, that would make me so upset. I call
people two things. It's like bro or man. Sir, yeah, man. Like, it's like, what's up, dude? Like, it's like that. It's not bud.
Yeah, that would frustrate me, but it's a good thing I don't have to deal with that problem. I usually work alone with my job, which is pretty sweet. Yeah. But, damn, now I'm thinking about these bath towels. So speaking of bath towels, I was trying to get a PS5 through Kohl's. Like Kohl's had a deal or whatever, a bundle deal that my friends were trying to help me out. Confirmed the order, right? Confirmed everything. And then got canceled. Like Cole sent out like thousands of cancellations.
Oh my! No way.
That thousands. Sucks. Yeah. So I didn't. I don't have a PS5 on the way, which is very upsetting. And I'm recording it. I'm recording this podcast on November 23rd for those who are listening. And Black Friday is right around the corner. And if I don't get a PS5 by then, I'm surely not paying more than retail price. But back to the bath towels. I got $180 Kohl's cash for spending like whatever money for the bundle, right? And I was like, what the fuck can I buy with some Kohl's cash? And I went on the Kohl's and I was like, the bath towels are on sale. Like, I could always use more bath towels.
I'm about to buy some bath towels right now.
Yeah, so that's how I'm gonna spend my 180 Kohl's cash.
It's just on bath towels.
some nice bath towels, maybe some bath mats. I don't know.
Yeah. Do up your bathroom.
Jeez, I sound like an old man.
I'm gonna get a new shower head and everything. It's gonna be great.
Yeah. But anyway, I've known you since college, but I really wanted to ask you a little bit about your anxiety, because I know I saw it firsthand. I kind of experienced a little bit, and I'm kind of like going through that yourself. But as you've gotten older, like, have you found new ways to like help cope with it? Or
oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so it's kind of started. I really didn't I had really bad anxiety when I was like super like kind of young, like 11, 12, in that range. And like, it'd be only when we go travel places, like if I was out of my comfort zone, which would have been Rochester, if like we traveled to Disney World or something, I'd have the worst anxiety attacks like the entire time. And then once I get home, I'm good. And then that stopped once I started getting into high school. And then when it started back up when I got into college, because like I was on my own and I was just kind of doing my own thing. So like I had more time to my own thoughts. So like sophomore year, it hit pretty hard. But then, you know, going through college, it got more and more, I got more and more comfortable with it. So, you know, you find different ways to, you know, cope with it and everything. And definitely now I definitely found ways to, you know, calm myself down if I ever have like a super bad anxiety attack. But knock on wood, I haven't had one in forever. And it's been really, really nice, obviously, not freaking myself out all the time. So,
yeah, I feel like that added level of stress, especially when it came to school, was like super taxing.
Oh, and yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're good. You know, it was just like a lot on my like system. Like, it was like, oh, you're moving out again. Like, you'd come home for a little bit and then it's like, oh, no, you're back to school alone again. So it's like, oh, great.
Constant back and forth. What does an anxiety attack look like for you though? Because I know, like with some people, it can be like it could be like heavy breathing for like a few moments, or it could just be a number. Maybe you, like, I don't know exactly what you do, obviously, and you don't have to open up too much. But like, is there anything that like some, or like, is there something that triggers it and then it lets you down this path and that you can like avoid it, or like what does it look like for you?
No, I actually like talking about this, because like, I hope people listening, like, if they have anxiety, they learn like, hopefully I give some ways to like learn how to cope with it, like the way I did. What it looks like, it is different for everyone. Like, because like my younger brother has anxiety too, and his kind of panic attacks are just like him like shaking for a little bit and like kind of getting nervous. But mine are more, I don't really show a lot, but I mostly get in my head, and I'm just like, I get really like shortness of breath and like kind of dizzy, but like I know it's not real. Like I'm just in my head being like, oh my God, I'm going to pass out right now because I can't breathe. And then I have a little bit of heavy breathing for a little bit, and then in like 2 minutes it's gone. And then I'm just sitting there, I'm just like, what was the point of that? Like I'm fine now, but like 2 minutes ago I thought I was going to die. Like, well, I don't get it.
I think what's it called? Anxiety attacks are so wild to people too, especially for those who don't expect to have anxiety themselves. I feel like it's so like jogging. So like for those people who go into an attack and they absolutely go like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like
what just happened to me? And you can't even like point to anything outside of like, oh, it was just yourself, like kind of just freaking out.
Yeah.
You can't like point to, oh, I hit my leg on this bed and now my foot hurts. It's like a culmination of like stresses, and then it ultimately like breaks out into an attack.
Yeah, it just feels like the world's coming down on you and you're just like, what is going on, for like 5 minutes, and then you're good. Like the world's back to normal.
Yeah, I think anxiety is probably one of the biggest mental health crises. Not crisis, I would say. That's probably a bad word. Not a crisis, but it's definitely like...
It's very bad.
Big.
And it definitely affects a lot of people. Like, obviously there's different levels of it. Like, some people have anxiety, but they can just go through life with just the little bit of anxiety they have. But like, some people, like, I've met are, like, heavily medicated, and they can't leave their house. Like, if... like they're trapped in their room, because if they leave their room, that's their comfort zone. And then once they leave, they start freaking themselves out. Like that's insane. Like that's crazy to me. Like, cause I hopefully never get there, and I don't think I will, knock on wood. But like, it's just like those two spectrums, and you have all the in between. Like you can, like kind of what I have, like sometimes like if I'm overly tired or not feeling good, like it'll kind of like my own head will be like, oh, you're really, really tired. Let's start like, you know, let's pretend to like almost pass out. It's like, what?
I think, yeah. And me and I feel like I have like mild depression, or at some points, you know, I've been through ups and downs, but like it's your mind telling you stuff, isn't it? Like that's so crazy to me. It's like your mind playing tricks on you almost.
Yeah.
But, for people listening, like if they are that person like stuck in the room, like would you have like any sort of advice like to help them like I guess open their shell a little bit to get out of that kind of position? Because I know medicine is like super hard.
Yeah.
Right. It's not necessarily it's not a solution to the problem, but like it's like a sedative, really.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, your mic was like cutting out for like a couple seconds there. That was really
weird. Oh, you're good.
What'd
you miss out on?
What was like you said, what do I do to like cope with it? I'm assuming.
Oh, what would you like say to someone like who's stuck up in their room, or like if you were going to like get someone over their anxiety, or at least help them like see that there's like another path outside of, you know, sitting in their room scared to death.
The biggest like thing that I found is like, well, okay. When my anxiety got like really, really bad to where like I didn't want to do anything, I knew I couldn't not do anything. Like you have to be able to like push yourself out of your comfort zone. And that's what I've done. I do things now that like I know is going to trigger it, but going into it knowing that I'm going to trigger it is like a lot better to me, because then once it happens, I know it's happening and I know it's going to go away. So I'm fine. And then you kind of push yourself through that barrier and you're like, okay, like I can do things now. Like it's definitely going to go away. So definitely telling yourself that you need to push yourself through those hard times, and it always ends up getting better. A big like trick that I do is like, if I'm in a situation where like it's gonna like my anxiety is gonna like rev up and I'm just gonna like start freaking myself out, I kind of just take my way away from people, and like I go for like a 5 minute walk or something like that. Like I've had that happen to me at work. like I'll just be at work and, you know, I start shaking and I, the heavy breathing sets in and I'm like, oh, I'm about to have like a panic attack right now. Like I'll go up to my boss and I'll just be like, hey, can I just go for a walk real quick? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. And I just go for a walk and I come back and like gather myself and, you know, I'm good. So definitely removing yourself from like the stressful situation just for a couple minutes can like, can really bring yourself down afterwards.
But you also like you're really challenging yourself though, aren't you? You're not just like going at it kind of half-assed.
No, yeah, absolutely not. Yeah, no. If you have to do it, you have to go in 100%. You can't be like, like I don't want to like freak my body out. I want to freak out like this. Like you have to. You have to go in being like, I'm gonna freak myself out, but I know it's coming. And then you're like, and once you do it, you push yourself through, and you're like, oh my god, like I can absolutely do this.
Yeah, it's so wild. I always say like, or I say it's so wild, but like because of all of us being individuals, we always, and we're always so, I guess, privy to our own experiences. So I think it's really great. Or like for anyone listening, like take, like if you can take note from Holvey, like, or Brendan here, definitely do so, because self, like even myself, I'm not going to say like, I'm definitely not perfect. That's for sure. Like I even recently, like my self journey, like for me, Holvey has been like, can I eat breakfast?
Yeah.
Like I'm just starting with breakfast, right? Mm-hmm. Like I typically don't eat much of it at all during the day. Like I'll work through the day, and then by the time I get home, I'm pretty hungry. I'll eat once and then I'll go to bed. Yeah. Like I would rather not eat anything at all than eat something poor for my body, if that makes sense. So like, yeah. I'd rather eat nothing than go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
So, but for me, it's like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to put myself in a state of starvation. I'm going to start losing weight. I'm going to feel even worse. And then it's just going to snowball into a bunch of other side effects.
Yeah. Like once you stop eating, then like your body starts shutting down. I went through that sophomore year.
Yeah. So even just like eating my breakfast, like lately has been like a task. Yeah. Like I make it a point to like get up, eat my yogurt and my two little tangerine or my two cuties and a banana. Like that's my breakfast right now. And then soon I'm going to start adding like oatmeal or whatever, but
yeah,
like, it's crazy because even these tiny little tasks, like as far like just eating like something that you do naturally when you're hungry, had been like a barrier for me. Yeah. Like just to like make sure my day was better. And like I think that's what's so important about self-care, or at least like this coming of age of self-care, like of all of us like learning like about our own mental health. And I think that's why quarantine was so special. Mm-hmm. If you didn't necessarily neglect it, and like use it to grow yourself more than like get down in the trenches, if that makes sense.
Absolutely, yes.
Speaking of quarantine, I guess, did you do anything like, was there any points of quarantine that like you wish you had done more? I feel like I didn't do enough during quarantine, if that like for myself, if that makes sense.
Quarantine was actually pretty good to me. So I think I started to where, like, once it started, I just was playing video games for, like, you know, 7 hours a day. Like, it was my job at that point, but I wasn't getting paid to do it. But then, like, once I was like, oh, this is, like, actually happening, like, this is going to be a couple months, like, I was like, well, I just got off the, you know, the workout binge before this started working, like, it started happening. So I want to be able to keep at least, like, some of the muscle that I built up. I definitely lost a lot of weight, but that was only because I was eating healthier, because a lot of the stuff, like a lot of those fast food places weren't even open. So you would have to go to a grocery store, but like, then you're buying like all this good, like, you know, you're buying steak, burgers, chicken, like you're buying all these healthy foods and you're making it at home. So it doesn't have all these saturated fats. So like, I definitely lost a lot of weight, but I kept like a pretty good amount of muscle, and I kind of just like shredded myself down, if that makes like any sense.
What do you weigh now?
Right now I'm back up to 165.
Oh damn, I was gonna guess like 155 if you were talking about being
lean. Yeah, I definitely hit down, I went all the way down to 150, and that was pretty small. I'm trying to get back up to 170 now, but it's it was a lot of work, it's a lot of calories to take in.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, putting on weight, probably it's, well, I guess it's not that hard. You could just be lazy and sit around, but trying to put on, what are you doing? Putting on lean muscle?
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, I'm a high protein. Like, I try and get like 160 grams of protein a day, and that's so much work.
See, yeah, this shit's just hard. Like, being like the best version of yourself is difficult until it's like actually routine.
I mean, I'm definitely in this routine now, and it feels pretty good. Like, I'll wake up, go to work. And then right after I get out of work, I come home, I get ready to go to the gym, kill myself at the gym. And then I come home and have like, just like really good, like I have a really good dinner. And then like, I have a snack before bed, and like, I just wake up and do the same thing every day.
But yeah, it definitely that's the best part of our routines. I think what's cool, or like part of getting into the gym, the hardest part is like just showing up.
Yeah, you got it.
Cause like, just got
to
show up.
Like, after work, like, no one wants to go to the gym after work. You're beat. Like, you're just like, I want to go home and just lay down and lay in my bed. But like, I tell myself not to. Like, I make sure that when I come home, I don't touch my bed, because if I hit my bed, I'm going to go to sleep and just not wake up.
See, that's my problem. I'm like, I'll leave work, I'm like, oh, I probably should, like, I'll go home, but I'm always like, all right, should I play some Call of Duty or should I do some yoga? And like, lately I've been like telling myself, like, if I'm going to do something, I should do something that's for myself. And that has been yoga. Cause like, I don't know. I'm like on a yogi train. It's pretty good to do yoga. It's like nice and peaceful. So like, I get that moment to myself that like, if I didn't feel like I could get a moment in a day, I know I could if I did yoga. So like, I've been trying to work that in my routine again. Cause I was doing that a lot over quarantine. But I kind of like fell off, but I'm getting back into that. And then obviously like COD, you know, COD is like, even in our group chat, I'm always talking about it. But I even that, like, for me is somewhat of a, like a self love, because I love playing the game, or I love like being on the game or whatever. But I got to get more into the working out aspect.
Yeah. Once I come home from work and I go to the gym, like I just put my headphones in and I'm just in my own headspace. Like just. And I love, because I now at this point, I love working out. Like, if I don't work out, I hate myself. It just feels so good to just like, because like all that pent up, like if you have any aggression from work, like if someone was like pissing you off at work, you can just like go and just like hit like a nasty bench press PR and just be like, yeah, I fucking did it. Like,
I'm so glad. I'm so happy you said that, because that's exactly like what working out is for you. Like, if you don't do that, like if you don't go to the gym and hit your crazy PR on the bench press or squatting or whatever the fuck you're doing that day, like that pent up anger gets put like elsewhere. Like, it might not, maybe you're making your dinner. Now your dinner's not that good. And you're like, fuck, now my dinner's not good. And the guy that pissed me off at work, I'm still mad at that. And now my dinner sucks. Now it's like two things that suck ass. And then it just like snowballs.
Yeah, but absolutely.
That working out is that like adverse effect, like getting out all of the anger and frustration or anxiety or depression or whatever it is. Cause like, I'm pretty sure scientifically proven when you work out, like a lot of endorphins flood your body, and that's what like feels good.
It's a lot of good feeling. Yeah. I think that's kind of why I work out a lot too, is just to kind of combat that anxiety. Cause like I work out now 5 days a week. I used to be at three, and three kind of was, it was good to start again, but now like I have to like work out at least 5 days a week, and that just like just suppresses all the anxiety. It doesn't even bother to come up anymore. So
yeah, I would say that's probably a goal of mine is to start getting more active, simply for the fact that I feel like a lot of problems that I do have could be resolved just by like lifting weights.
Yeah.
Pick things up and put them down. Freaking Arnold Schwarzenegger out here. Oh man. What, I guess for anyone who lifts a lot, is there like a protein that you have now? Cause I know you are on Jim Stoppani. Jim Stoppani. his whey protein or whatever.
Yeah, Jake got me on the gym stuff. Yeah. Oh, that stuff was really good, but it was really expensive. Right now, I think my favorite like meal itself would be chicken, rice, and then broccoli. And Wow. Yeah, it's just like your classic, like, oh.
That's what I got waiting for me when I get home. My pre-made, my like a meal ready to
people,
go.
People say like it gets boring, but like I had it for like 2 weeks straight every day for dinner, and it was just so good. Like you come home and you know you're gonna have a good meal.
Do you marinate it?
Absolutely, the chicken.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I was about
to say no, some dry ass chicken.
That salt, pepper. You know,
that's all I need.
The white in you is gonna take over if you just do salt and pepper. How do you marinate it? This is like most important part. If you're all right for anyone listening, this is how you're gonna marinate your chicken on your chicken, rice, and broccoli meal if you're gonna meal prep. Holvey, take it away.
You're asking me.
Yeah, you're the one making the marinade.
I
right?
My mom this is how you make marinade. You think I know?
How to do that? Your mom does it. Damn. Nah. Okay. Well, I have a marinade recipe passed down on to me from Annie. So what I do is salt, pepper, sugar, and then I got soy sauce, sesame oil, and then hoisin sauce. Yeah. So all of those, and then you marinate the chicken overnight. And what's cool is about that is you can just keep the chicken in the fridge. Rice is super freaking easy to make. You literally just put water and put it in the rice maker, and then you steam the broccoli. So like when I get home, all I do is turn on the pan, throw some oil in it, and then just take the bag that I have the chicken in and just boop, dump it into the pan, and then dinner's done like 10 minutes later. It's awesome.
And it's good for you.
Yeah. To think like looking at it now, I'm like, damn, did I really not do that? That's so easy. And I'm saving money.
If only I did that senior year of college, and I would have saved so much money.
Well, the house that we were all kind of just like chilling at was like 30 Central, you know.
I can go on for hours by the house.
Do that. Oh, gosh. Okay, so for anyone listening, Holvey and my past guest, Brian Zimmer, and some of my other friends, Ben, shout out Ben Farrell, shout out Jake Henry. They all lived in this house together. What was the road?
Oh, God, what was the road? I don't remember the road.
What was the road? Ah, damn. How do you not remember the road? Shit. What was the road? Now this is going to bug the shit out of me. Isn't it start with an S?
No. I wonder if I can find it in my email. Hold on. Let me pull up my email.
Dang it. Anyway, I didn't live at the house myself because I was still dorming on campus in townhouses. What? No, hold on. Are you sure it wasn't salt?
No, it was definitely not salt.
Anyway. Yeah, so every Thursday and Friday was another 30. And then if we finished those 30 racks, which is as 30 beers, we'd get another one.
Yeah, that went every time.
And then came the Calios. And if you don't know what Calios is, they're your local calzone place for colleges. And they make damn good calzones when you're pretty drunk.
That's all I'm going to say.
The big.
I know.
The big. What is in the big? I never got that.
So all I wanted to say to Brian is the big.
Shout out the big at Calios. Nah, I would get the chicken, big, and ranch because that's my favorite pizza. So I had to do it for the
Yeah, that's
the
an underrated combination right there. I don't know why more people don't like chicken, big, and ranch things.
I didn't even. Okay, for fun facts, I actually used to hate ranch on chicken. Like, I thought it was the dumbest thing. And then when I moved to Syracuse, like, when I was a junior in high school, I had never even heard of chicken bacon ranch pizza. Like, I thought it was out of this world. Like, who could, like, an underrated combo? I was like, what the hell is this? So, lo and behold, I had the damn pizza, and now it's my favorite pizza. Like, the only thing that could come close is probably barbecue chicken.
Barbecue chicken with some onion. Oh.
Did you find the street name yet?
The damn email. Oh wait, it was what's his name?
We'd spend so much money on
who was. You remember our who was the dude who rented us the house? I can't remember his name now. Darren.
Yeah. Darren.
I wonder if I have an email from him.
I can't believe we haven't figured this out. Like, it has.
Yeah, I don't know why I can't find it. I don't know where it is. Dang. Are you sure it didn't start with an S?
I feel like it did. I'm in Syracuse.
Yeah, just go drive over there.
I'm kidding. Yeah. No, it's Fayette. No, was it Fayette?
Fayette Boulevard? No. It was off? No. Yeah, it was.
It was off of Fayette, but it wasn't on Fayette. It was off of Fayette. Fuck. Anyway, it doesn't matter where the location of the house is, but damn, I miss that. I always, like, even yeah, when no, we no, were no. in school.
209
like,
Fayette Boulevard. Yeah.
It was Fayette, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 209 Fayette. Anyone listening and you want to look up the street view on Google Maps, you can, by all means, go house. Take a look. if you look at the house, in front there is a,
it's a closed is porch. A porch. Yeah.
Is it a porch or? Closed-in porch. We obviously had parties there, what you mean. And then basically where we housed everything, the pool table.
Correct.
Not the pool table, the beer pong table until it got cold.
Even if we still played pong outside.
Yeah. But, what a great house. Some great freaking memories there.
The house.
One of my favorites is that picture of Ben's feet, where he's just like he's cleaning his bathroom, and his feet are just sticking out.
That's a cursed image.
It probably is, honestly. Well, I feel like I always resend it into the chat. I might even do it after this podcast is over. Actually,
well, that picture you sent the other day of like all of us in front of the house, like the last day, and that is my background for like ever now. Yeah,
really. I was on. Do you have iOS 14 yet or no? Like the newest update. Yeah. So like they had the feature photos, and that was like one of them. So I was like, oh, let me just send this to the guys.
It's a great photo.
So. Dang, it's sad we haven't been able to get together because of COVID. But
all of our work schedules never align.
Literally never align, and that's what sucks about being an adult.
Yeah, it's just always. I mean, my older brother. So yeah, he does live in Virginia, and a bunch of his college friends live out there too, I believe. And they sometimes like they live like maybe an hour away from each other, and they still don't even see each other enough. Like they've seen each other like twice in like a year.
Well, like I feel like you'd have like even us like this whole like so we planned our camp trip right for this past weekend, and then because of COVID, you know, like fuck COVID, goddamn, you gotta like your plans get canceled, and then even I feel like even with or without COVID, it was still a little difficult to meet up because like one, I live in Long Island and then you're in Rochester, so that's 6-7 hours difference, and then we're meeting in one location, and then we all got to be off of work.
Yeah, but I mean. The worst we know that we're going to see all of us at least in next September.
Yeah, shout out again, Jake, for getting married. He's getting married. Congratulations to the newlyweds. You'll be married in September 2021. But
there are a lot
some
of
good times. But yeah, I was saying like, or I was thinking this like. Being in even our senior year of school, when people would say like, "Oh, I miss college," you know, like I wish I could go back. Like I didn't resonate with that.
Yeah,
I wanted to be done.
Done.
but now I'm older. Like I'm just a year removed, and we're like,
"Yeah,
like,
I wish
fuck,
I wish we could go back." Yeah,
one more year. Have you thought about going back to school?
Not really. I'm kind of into my job now, so I kind of want, and I don't want to pay for school. I already got.
Yeah, that's like a whole nother thing. But yeah, isn't it, and thinking about it now, we've only been a year removed from school. Well, like 1 year, it was the hardest year of all time.
It didn't even feel real when we first got there, like senior year when we moved in, and then come second semester, you're just like, oh my god, like we have 3 months left, and then we're done.
Oh my gosh. If anything, like what's so great about school is the fact that like you have responsibilities that you can still blow off. Like now we can't, you blow off
you
work.
Fired.
You're fired.
I can't go to work.
It's not like you're getting graded. It's not like a zero at the end of the day and you're just like, oh, well, participation isn't counting.
Yeah, it's homework. Yeah, I don't really care.
For those of you guys who did listen to the last episode,
Brian mentioned that he was one of the first guests on my show, like non-officially, but like, you know, part of the process of like getting audio equipment and things all of that nature all set up. But so was Holby. So I did want to say shout out to you right now. So shout out Brendan Holby for, you know, helping the
communications
me
major.
Start this. Like, I this guy was a comms major, so he had the ins and outs of how to get into the audio studio at our school, which was really awesome. So ended up like, well, how many like pre episodes did we make? Yeah, like four until we like actually settled on one.
Those are a lot of fun.
Yeah. So this guy's been with me through it all.
So I just remember freshman year when I didn't want a room with you.
Yeah, oh my gosh. So do you want to tell
it
a
was
story?
Like the end of freshman year when everyone was like trying to figure out who to room with next year, and like, no, we just started being friends, like me and you like just started hanging out with us, and like Brian and Jake were gonna room together, and then who else? Oh yeah, and then Ben and Brad, shout out Brad, we're gonna room together. And I was like stuck. I was like, well, I don't want to live with the kid I'm living with freshman year, whose name I will not mention. I don't want to room with him. And then you were like, I don't got a roommate. And I was like, all right, let's do it then.
I just remember asking you like for the first time. You were like, huh? like straight up like, huh? Who is this kid? I like just met him. But like, so this is like in our school, Hovey and I used to live on the same floor, and I would be like I was the second room on the right when you walked into Nelligan Hall, and like you couldn't miss me unless you went through the back entrance, like if you're coming from the gym. And like I ended up making friends with both you, Brian, Jay, like the whole lot. And then second semester is like when we really started hanging out. Like I would come over, we would drink, we'd act like a freaking fool in Brian's room. And then it was like, I was like, fuck, I don't have a roommate. I'm gonna ask this dude right here. And then I remember like the second text, I remember you being like, hey, so you want to do this again? I was like, yeah, totally.
You not?
And what I thought was so funny going into sophomore year was like, I was like, I'm pretty sure he's gonna talk to me like over the summer. Like we gotta be friends, right? Like he's definitely gonna maybe like whatever, like we're gonna get to know each other more and like have expectations for the new year, whatever. And then I just remember we like talked like one time. And it was like, ready to move in, and we're like, yeah, I'm moving in on Thursday. And it's like, I was like, hey, I'll see you there, man.
I mean, hey, if I didn't, then I would have. You wouldn't introduce me to a lot of people sophomore year.
This relationship's blossomed into this, yeah. Well, I also introduced you to
Chris, Samsel.
Who else? Not really that many.
I mean,
people. No one that we communicate with on a daily basis anymore. Yeah, but like back in school, like it was a few people. I was also Holby's ultimate wingman.
Shout out to what's her name? Not gonna mention their name.
Whose name will not be revealed on this episode. Maybe everyone. That's a whole nother story. But yeah, I've known Holby a long time, everybody, and this has been an awesome relationship. But
we've had a couple ups and downs, but only like a couple downs, not a lot of downs.
I don't even if they were. I don't even remember what downs you're talking about. Like that's.
We've had way more year when you like came in and like threw my jacket at me. No, you were 100%
sober. Was I drunk?
Because
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that?
Wow, I really don't remember that.
Should I tell it?
No. Wait, maybe I do.
Should I tell it or no?
Nah, it's okay. I did a lot of dumb stuff.
Well, yeah,
drunk, so
did
though.
I.
Oh god.
Everyone did.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I don't know. So at our school, we went. So Holby and I went to LeMoyne College in Syracuse, New York. Every year we have a really big blowout festival for pretty much just it's like a big day drink, everybody. And senior year is obviously the year where you fucking go balls to the wall.
because it's our last year. It's like the only time we could ever do this again. And I think it was a few nights before like the real Dolphy Day was happening. And like, even though we were seniors, we still don't really know when Dolphy Day is going to happen. It's like everyone's just waiting on this freaking wizard guy who's just the captain of the rugby team usually, or like someone that is selected on the rugby team. And then you go out and drink. But I think it was like a couple nights before. Hovey, myself, Brian, and the lot of us, like, we're all just hanging out. And then we're all like scanning the room. And then before you know it, this guy Hovey here is gone. We all were like kind of like doing circles and standing up and going like, where did this guy go? Turns out he actually walks out of the house and tried to walk home, but got lost on his way there.
Oh God. That was a bad night. That was a rough night. Man.
Is there any part of that you remember or not?
Yeah, I remember leaving the house, turning left out of the house, and then it was all a blur, and then I woke up laying on the road and someone drove next to me and was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm just trying to find my way home. And then I called Jake. Yeah, I called
while Jake, you were laying on the like, ground.
You need to come find me. I sent him my location. He came, got me. And then I was like,
and you weren't even that far. Like, you were like maybe a like couple minutes away.
But then I got in the car and you were in the back seat, and then you were just out of your mind. And I was like, Tyler, you have no idea where I've been. And he goes, you need to relax.
Oh my gosh. I think that was like one of my favorite sayings was like,
that was the
chill out. Like, cause the saying is sophomore year. And then I was gone junior year and then senior year, I brought it back. Oh man. So many great memories of us being
belligerent. Yeah, we can go on for hours. That's a whole other podcast. We need to get me, you, and Brian.
The belligerent boys. We'll title it that. Damn, I freaking miss school. I never thought I'd say that, but now here I am saying it on this podcast. Shit, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on to talk about our wild times and like a little bit of your story about anxiety helping others, you know, battle through that. But as always, dude, I can't wait to see you. Happy 24th. I know it's a little bit late and I told you then, but everyone better go wish this guy a happy birthday again. No, I'm kidding. But is there anything? So everyone usually hears from me every now and again because it's the corner store. But is there anything like that you want to say in your last few minutes on the show that you'd like to explain to people maybe about anxiety or your time in college or just like something that you want to spread to the audience?
I'll go back on the anxiety because I only talked about it for a little bit. The biggest thing is just always let people know what's going on. You can't keep it to yourself. Like if you keep it to yourself, it'll just start spiraling down like backwards hard. And even if you tell just one person, it doesn't have to be like everyone that you're around, but if you just pull someone off to the side and just be like, hey, like this is what's going on right now. This is how I'm feeling. And then just having that other emotional support in your life is just, it could mean the entire difference to like, you know, to getting rid of your anxiety pretty much. So just always let someone know what's going on.
Wise words from the man himself. Well, thanks, man. I appreciate being on the show. This again was a remote podcast brought to you by Anchor. So if you guys haven't started a podcast or want to start a podcast, I'm going to plug Anchor here. It's been a really great app to help me start my podcast, and now I'm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and numerous other podcasts, so you can check me out there. But make sure to leave a review, a like, or something of that sort on Apple Podcasts, because it definitely helps me out, and I really appreciate it when you guys do that. But thank you again, Holvey, or Brendan Holvey, so much for being on the show today, and it makes it a little easier to do it remote. So with these trying times, I know this makes it easier on us, and even though we can't see each other like we had hoped, but this is just another great way for us to communicate. So I'm glad you're on the show and I'm glad everyone could hear your experience. Me. All right. Thanks everybody. This has been another rendition of Your Corner Store. Peace.